and the Friday finale for this week. American Olympic swimmer Amanda Beard won a gold medal yesterday at her first Olympic awards 8 years ago in Atlanta. 14 years old, she clutched a teddy bear. Now she's a student at the University of Arizona and a model. Her website lists the stylish magazines she's posed for this year. And what about Aldo Montano? Aldo's the Italian who just won the gold in saber fencing, also a model. How karmic that these two accomplished athletes, hardworking, I concede, attained their latest triumphs in Athens. The Greeks love physical beauty and athletic achievement. But is this fair? Isn't cosmic balance endangered if people so beautiful they can just slouch around in focus are also winning gold medals? How much validation does any one person need?
I do think it's a problem.
Our friend Mickey Kaus writes the weblog Kaus Files for Slate and nourishes a finely tuned sense of outrage.
But I don't think you should be too outraged. I mean, can Amanda Beard carry a tune?
Wait. Mickey's the one who told me about this social theory by a Princeton scholar, Michael Walzer, Spheres of Justice, about the balance of feeling that we're all in this together.
For every talent, there's a bell curve. Most people are in the middle, some people are way below, some people at the top. So that the smartest people would be professors, and the best-looking people would be actors, and the best entrepreneurs would make a lot of money. And to each bell curve, we owe a different reward. But he conceded that it'd be a problem if the same people we're at the top of every bell curve.
So you're saying this may be bad for democracy. And in fact, my outrage and sense of unfairness is perfectly justified.
Outrage? I don't think you have any right to be outraged. Maybe you have a right to feel hopelessly inferior and pathetic. But we all feel that, but there's no reason why you don't deserve to be good looking. You don't deserve to be a great swimmer. And I sort of give her more points for working really hard, even though she's really good looking and in some respects doesn't have to work that hard to get what most people want. I don't think we should be threatened by her until she also starts producing great radio commentary.
Oh, that's helpful. And probably next for Amanda and Aldo. But wasted effort for the beautiful. Blissfully, on the radio, no one can hear you bloat.